AJAN Sports.
Time for a look at sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this hour brought to you by Brown Auto Body in Atlantic, where quality is no accident.
Driving down the road, no matter what the season, provides challenges and pitfalls. No matter what causes the damage to your car, Dana Cooper and Brown Auto Body can restore your car back to the way you love it. Dana Cooper, with over 30 years of experience in repair, will be your advocate with your insurance company to get the right repairs done quickly. Brown Auto Body also has rentals available, so you'll have a ride when your ride is getting repaired. Brown Auto Body, the place to go so you can drive down that road again. Brown Auto Body, 200 East 3rd, Atlantic.
Well, the state baseball championships finished up on Saturday with all four title games at Principal Park in Des Moines. In Class 1A, it was Martinsdale St. Mary's capturing their third straight state title as J.D. Nielsen tossed a no-hitter in a 1-0 Martinsdale St. Mary's win over Newman Catholic of Mason City, Blue Devils three-time champs. In Class 2A, Dyersville Beckman Catholic the winner, 3-1 over North Polk. In 3A, Dallas Center Grimes wins the title, 13-0 over Decorah. And in Class 4A, it was Ankeny, a 10-0 six-inning win over Fort Dodge in the championship match. The 2012 Iowa High School Baseball Coaches Association All-Star Series teams have been announced. The Small Schools West squad will include J.D. Nielsen, the pitcher from Martinsdale St. Mary's, who tossed that no-hitter in the title game. Also among the Small Schools West squad are infielders Cole Chapin of Trainer and Ben Bruck of Harlan. Also, Gage Reese is the utility player from Coon Rapids Bayard. He'll may help to make up that Small Schools West squad. The Large School West squad will include Alex Crowell of Abraham Lincoln and Nate Kramer of Lewis Central. The All-Star Series is set for August 2nd through the 5th in Clinton at Ashford University Field, which is where the Clinton Lumber Kings play in their Class A schedule. That'll be the 2nd through the 5th of August. In Major League Baseball yesterday, Anthony Rizzo hit a two-run homer in the 10th inning, lifting the Chicago Cubs over the St. Louis Cardinals 4-2. Starlin Castro led off the 10th with a single against Trevor Rosenthal, and Rizzo followed with his 7th homer. James Russell worked an inning for the win as the Cubs are 12-3 in their last 15 home games. Elsewhere in the National League, it was Miami over San Diego in 10 innings, 5-4. Atlanta beat Philadelphia 6-2. Houston over Pittsburgh 9-5. Washington beat Milwaukee in 11 innings, 11-10. Cincinnati over Colorado 7-2. The Dodgers beat San Francisco 4-0, and the Mets over the Diamondbacks 5-1. In the American League, Felix Hernandez shook off a line drive to his left wrist and threw 7 strong innings, and the Seattle Mariners beat Kansas City 7-6 for a 4-game sweep. Seattle swept KC in a 4-game set for the first time since May of 2001. Elsewhere in the American League yesterday, it was Detroit over Toronto 4-1, Baltimore beating Oakland 6-1, Minnesota 5-1 over Cleveland, Tampa Bay beat the LA Angels 2-0, Texas over the White Sox 2-0, Boston beat the New York Yankees in 10 innings by a final of 3-2. Orioles second baseman Brian Roberts will have season-ending surgery to repair a torn labrum in his right hip. The two-time All-Star has played in only 115 games over the last three seasons. Also in baseball news, All-Star closer Houston Street and the San Diego Padres agreed to a $14 million two-year contract through 2014. And the Houston Astros traded starting third baseman Chris Johnson to the Arizona Diamondbacks for a couple of minor leaguers. Johnson was hitting .279 with 8 homers and 41 RBIs in 92 games so far this season. In Pacific Coast League baseball yesterday, it was New Orleans beating the Iowa Cubs in 10 innings by a score of 6-3, while Omaha defeated Oklahoma City 11-1. I'll have more sports after this timeout.
Driving down the road, no matter what the season, provides challenges and pitfalls. No matter what causes the damage to your car, Dana Cooper and Brown Auto Body can restore your car back to the way you love it. Dana Cooper, with over 30 years of experience in repair, will be your advocate with your insurance company to get the right repairs done quickly. Brown Auto Body also has rentals available, so you'll have a ride when your ride is getting repaired. Brown Auto Body, the place to go so you can drive down that road again. Brown Auto Body, 200 East 3rd, Atlantic.
Iowa running back DeAndre Johnson has been suspended after two run-ins with police in the past week. Iowa coach Kirk Ferentz said Sunday that he suspended Johnson from all team activities after learning about the sophomore's latest encounter with police. Johnson was ticketed for speeding and eluding arrest on Saturday. A University Heights police report says Johnson drove his motorcycle 60 miles an hour in a 25-mile-per-hour zone and didn't immediately pull over. 2 days earlier, Johnson was ticketed by Iowa City police for maintaining a disorderly house after neighbors complained of a loud party at his house. Ferentz did not say how long Johnson's suspension might last. Well, the college football season is about a month away as Iowa and Iowa State open up their preseason practices later this week. For the Hawkeyes, they'll open up on Friday as they get set for a September 1st season opener against Northern Illinois at Chicago's Soldier Field. Iowa coach Kirk Ferentz was asked about the game at the Big Ten Media Day.
You know, we were here several years ago, and it really worked out wonderfully. As you know, we have a lot of our students in our general student body are from Chicago, the Chicagoland area, and we got a lot of alums out in this area as well. So it makes perfect sense, I think. And then the people from our state love coming up to this town, and we've got a Cubs game the day before the whole thing. So it's a great experience. I think players enjoy playing in a pro stadium, and it's something that's really worked out well. The only bad news is we're playing an outstanding football team with Northern Illinois, but we'll have a real challenger. But we're looking forward to that opportunity.
Ferentz enters this season as the dean of Big Ten coaches.
You know, I never really thought much about it, and I still don't. You know, we kind of take one year at a time, and each and every season we go into, it's a fresh beginning. And really that began back in January for us after our last ball game. So, you know, we take them one at a time and just try to handle the challenges as they come.
Several freshmen could see the field this season. That's especially true for freshman running backs Greg Garmon and Barkley Hill.
I think our running back situation, it's very likely that maybe one of those two guys or maybe both of them will end up playing. So if you look at us historically, you had years like 2002, 2003, 2008. Fred Russell was our primary back in 02 and 03. Sean Green, obviously, in 08. And then you look at a year like 09 where we had basically a committee and a true freshman end up being the MVP of the Orange Bowl that year. So, you know, there's a lot of different ways to have success. We're open to any of them, and that's true at all positions, but certainly running back is one of those positions for us.
Again, the Hawkeyes will open up on September 1st. You can hear Hawkeye football again live this year on KJAN. For Iowa State, they'll open up their season at home on September 1st against Tulsa. Kansas City Chiefs wide receiver Jonathan Baldwin is determined not to let his return to training camp bring back bad memories. A locker room fight last August with then-teammate Thomas Jones left Baldwin with a broken right hand, an injury that derailed the first round pick's rookie season. And nearly a year later, there are still more questions than answers as Baldwin participates in camp on the same Missouri Western State University campus. Still, Baldwin prefers to talk about the future and not the past. Baldwin entered camp this week as the Chiefs' de facto number one wide receiver due to Dwayne Bowe's holdout. Now, that slot asks a lot of a second-year player, limited to 11 games in 2011 due to the lingering injury. Baldwin had only 21 catches for 254 yards. Well, St. Louis Rams and defensive end Chris Long have agreed on a four-year contract extension through the 2016 season. Long was seventh in the NFL with 13 sacks last year, topping his previous best of 8.5 sacks. In golf, Fred Couples shot a 367 in the final round to win the Senior British Open. The American completed play 9-under par, two shots in front of Gary Hallberg. Third-round leader Bernard Langer skied to a 5-over 75 to finish well back of the leaders. Scott Piercy closed with a 367 and tied the oldest 72-hole scoring record on the PGA Tour as he hung on to win the PGA's Canadian Open. He finished 17-under par, one shot in front of William McGirt. NB Park fired a 6-under-66 in the final round to win the Evian Masters for the first time. The 24-year-old South Korean beat veteran Kari Webb and her overnight co-leader Stacey Lewis by two shots on the LPGA Tour. In racing, Jimmy Johnson stamped another exclamation point on his racing resume, winning his fourth career Brickyard 400 with a dominant drive at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. With the victory, Johnson joined Hendrick Motorsports teammate Jeff Gordon as the only NASCAR drivers to win four times at the historic 2.5-mile track, which has hosted stock car racing since 1994. Kyle Busch finished second, followed by Greg Biffle, Dale Earnhardt Jr., and Gordon. Pole sitter Denny Hamlin was sixth. And at the Olympics, China and the United States are still 1-2 in the medal standings as day three of the London Olympics continues. China has won gold, won six gold, four silver, and two bronze, while the U.S. has three gold, five silver, and three bronze medals. Third place Italy added a silver in the men's 10-meter air rifle today, improving its medal count to eight. That's three shy of the U.S. total, four back of China. There are 10 gold medal finals in the men's 200-meter freestyle, men's and women's 100-meter backstroke and women's 100-meter breaststroke today in London. Also, the team final in men's gymnastics is on tap, and in men's diving, synchronized platform final will be held today. In swimming, Michael Phelps opened defense of his Olympic title in the 200-meter butterfly with the fifth fastest qualifying time in today's prelims. Phelps has yet to have the quickest time in the morning heats at the London Games, 4 years after winning a record 8 gold medals in Beijing. Phelps won his 17th Olympic medal in last night's 4x100 freestyle relay, his first silver. He's one shy of the career record. Federica Pellegrini qualified fastest in the 200 freestyle today, keeping the Italian on course to defend her Olympic title. American Allison Schmidt had the second quickest time, while 17-year-old American Missy Franklin had the third fastest. Two-time Wimbledon runner-up Andy Roddick felt at home on the grass of the All England Club today, beating Slovakia's Martin Kližan 7-5 and 6-4 in the rain-delayed Olympic opener. Roddick lost in the third round at the 2004 Games, and he skipped Beijing in 2008. He'll bump up against 2011 Wimbledon champion Novak Djokovic in the second round of the Wimbledon tourney. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Brown Auto Body in Atlantic, where quality is no accident. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.